Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Devakte Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarani Trinadna Pisunichena Torore Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Haryanama eva kevalam kalau nastyeva gatiranyata. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a reading from the Ramayana, Part 3, Chapter 3, Part 2. Sugriva responds to Sukha's message from Ravan. Hanuman then approached Vibhishan and asked how the army could possibly cross the ocean. After thinking for some time, Vibhishan suggested that Ram personally ask the ocean god to reveal some means of crossing. The ocean had been excavated by a great king in Ram's line, and thus the deity would no doubt wish to render him some service in return. Ram was pleased with Vibhishan's advice, and he spread a seat of kusha grass on the seashore. He sat there and began to pray to the god to reveal himself. As Ram sat on the beach, Ravana's spy flew over the Vanara army. He determined its size and power and returned with all speed to Ravana. Falling before the demon king, the spy submitted. Like another sea, a deep and immeasurable flood of monkeys and bears is moving towards Lanka. They are spread out for 100 miles in all directions. At their head are the two powerful princes, Ram and Lakshman. Even now they are camped on the seashore, determining some means of crossing over it. Ravana became perturbed. He ordered a demon named Sukha to carry a message to Sugriva. Tell the monkey that he has nothing to gain by assaulting Lanka. I have never done him any harm. What does it matter to him if I have carried off Sita? Ravana told Sukha to warn off Sugriva. It would not be possible for monkeys and bears to defeat Rakshasas. Why, not even the gods could overpower Lanka. What then could a few mere mortal creatures do? They had best return peacefully to their own country. The powerful Sukha turned himself into a large bird and flew swiftly across the sea. He swooped over the monkey army and found Sugriva. From the air, the Rakshasa delivered Ravana's message. But even as he was speaking, the monkeys suddenly sprang up and dragged him down. They began to beat him violently. Sukha cried out to Ram for mercy. Only an envoy who has spoken his own view rather than his master's message deserves death. O Ram, I have faithfully related Ravana's message and should therefore not be slain. Ram ordered the monkeys to let Sukha go. The demon again rose into the air and asked for Sugriva's reply to Ravan. The monkey king said to the demon, Ravana should be informed that I am neither his friend nor his well-wisher. Indeed, he has formed an enmity with Ram, and is thus my sworn enemy as well. For stealing Sita from Ram, the demon deserves death at my hands, and that he shall receive in due course. Sugriva sent a message that Ravana would not escape, even if he sought shelter in the furthermost part of the universe. Ravana would certainly be killed along with his entire demon force. The Rakshasa was no match for Ram and his army. Ravana obviously lacked prowess because he stole Sita when Ram was absent. Ravana now faced a terrible calamity in the shape of Sugriva and his army. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.